Yeah, so anyhow, what we have when we work on a platform like this is that we have proven to ourselves the truth of Jesus Christ. And he said anything that he did, we could do. So it's really about time that we all started trying to be like him and just didn't. I prayed to Jesus last night, you know. Well, for heaven's sakes, if you think he's that close, try to be like him. He said we could be. And if we could be, why aren't we trying a little harder, everybody? What do you think? He showed us a way, the truth, and the light. So with our little service that we'll have here night like tonight, we're just doing our very best to share our thoughts of what we feel God, Jesus Christ, love, because the Bible says love, God is love, what he wants us to do and be. And the young lady that is going to share her thoughts with us this evening, I've known for quite a few years, and I've seen love in action with her. Now, I'm not sure what she's going to say up here, but I guarantee she'll be talking from her heart and with things that she has experienced as she stayed alert and offering her help for God to use her on this earth plane. So I've observed her a lot of years. I can't judge her, but I can certainly observe her. And that's where we get into, I don't want to judge. So you forget to qualify, and that's where a lot of us go in the ditch. Yes, we follow without knowing. But I tell you what, I've watched this speaker this evening for a lot of years, and I've seen nothing except love in action. And that is our Penny.
How are you?
Oh.
Thank you. Awesome. I brought a lot of props today. A lot of props. Wait. Gonna do this first here. You can't hear it? Julio can't hear it? Hold on. Did that make you feel good?
Yes.
Okay. You hear this one?
Yeah, that's, yeah. I turned it up. It was down.
You hear that one?
Yes.
Good, 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 good. Okay. We'll try this again here. Now maybe. Pretty interesting, huh? Okay, now that I got your attention, I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna talk about the elephant in the room. And, here's another thing. Look at this. Check this out. This is a door handle. A brass door handle.
It's Ganesha.
That I just found it. To me, I found it at the gem fair when I went, or it found me. Right when I found, I wanted a new Tibetan bowl. And I found this, and this represents to me the symbol of opening up the door to the other side for me. So I think this is really awesome. He gave us our marbles?
He lost his marbles.
He lost his marbles? Okay. Well, I'm finding them here. Okay. Oh, here's another thing. I told you I have a lot of props. These are elephants on brown bag hides. I teach the kids how to recycle the artwork. These are just samples that I've done. I wouldn't like sell these. These are just samples for the kids. This one my daughter did when she was maybe in second grade. And just so happened, I have 5 years of lesson plans for Art Smarts, and it just so happened that last week we did elephants on brown bag hide. So it's perfect for my talk. Here is, I know Jay Loreen had a beautiful painting with Ganesh.
I got it.
And you bought it. I love it. Another artist that, Bill, I haven't seen any of yours with elephants. This one, I know a lot of artists. Betsy from our, she works for me. This is one of her pieces of artwork. You know Betsy.
Betsy
Ann Pierce. This is just so beautiful. Elephants are my favorite animal. I love elephants. And if anybody of you are on Facebook or church family or friends with me on Facebook today, earlier I posted something really beautiful about elephants, so get a chance to see it if you haven't already. And the elephant's been popping up for me in several visions and dreams and synchronicities lately. And the first one actually was in class last month when Amy was in the middle of the circle, and Millie was, she was about to close the circle, and thanks, Spirit, thank you for coming. Actually, she did say, you know, she was just going to say thank you for coming when this 8 foot tall, the most beautiful elephant that I've ever seen just walked right in and stood right next to Amy on her left-hand side. And that's called clairvoyance, or seeing with your mind's eye. And I came to find out that the elephant represented Amy's grandmother, because she collected elephants. And so that was meaningful for me, because when you're in circle and you're asking the spirits to come, a lot of times they'll bring memories that the person can relate to, so that clairvoyantly they'll show you a memory that the person can relate to. And plus, elephants are matriarchal. They're matriarchal. And shortly thereafter, I had a dream where Millie, Kimberly, Jody, and I were up here. And we're on the podium. We didn't come down here like we normally do. We were closing the Sunday service. We were all holding hands. And Millie turned into the head of the elephant. And her trunk went to the person furthest beyond the person that she was holding hands with, and just so she could lovingly touch the next person. It was just amazing. She was just sending, she just needed to touch with her trunk the next person that was underneath the person's hand that she was holding, just to be really loving. And so when I analyzed the dream, it dawned on me that our little church, hi Spencer,
hi.
Our little church is just like an elephant herd, and Millie's like our matriarch. And about a week later, I brought a friend of mine to a meeting, and just as we sat down, this woman was standing up sharing, and she said, my jaw dropped to the ground, because she goes, as long as you place yourself in the middle of the herd, everything will be okay. And I thought, wow, is that amazing? Because all of these elephants just keep on popping up. And elephants are also telepathic. And Lawrence Anthony he was known as the elephant whisperer. He saved the lives of many elephants. And when he died, the elephants traveled Actually, there were two different herds of elephants. And they traveled over 12 hours and held a two-day vigil mourning the loss of Lawrence as if he was one of their own, showing him their devotional care. One herd arrived, and then the day after, the other herd arrived. And after walking for 12 days, after telepathically finding out of the crossing over of Lawrence. And so that's the story that I posted on Facebook. And this is what it says during that testimony. It was all these beautiful pictures of all these different elephants. And it says, "This is a testimony of pure love and connection. How many of us have heard the call of these amazing creatures? The deep call to recognize what is missing, a call to home, to connect with nature, to return to our natural magic, to follow our heart's true yearning. So what shall we do? It's time for us to stand up and be strong too. Stop denying our connection with nature and each other before it is too late, and begin the healing that is still possible. When we come together, our bond with animals opens a gateway to our own healing. Let's start the healing. When we take one step towards love, love takes 1,000 steps towards us. The elephants came to honor one man's integrity. This extraordinary event is an opportunity for us to pay attention and honor our connection and the bond with all life. To take down the walls of separation, reclaim our oneness, and bring some alchemy to our world. Thank you to Lawrence and the elephants." Now, so if you find that video, those are the words that are to it, and there's a beautiful song that goes to it, and I couldn't stop crying for feeling all of this emotion of it. It was just so, so beautiful. So like dolphins who come up out of the water, water is one substance and the air is another. A tree has its leaves reaching up towards the sky, while its roots branching out underground in search of nourishment and quenching its thirst from Mother Earth. A thought or a visualization where we consciously are creating something is like a bubble coming out of the fire within the core of the earth, first being expelled from the underwater volcanic eruption, then rising to the surface of the ocean and making its way to the elements of the atmosphere. Here is a thought. I don't have to open this up to show you that there are seeds inside of here. The fully aware and mature consciousness of the seed that's in here is already manifested in spirit. The seeds get planted in your backyard and then it dies. Now I'm going to go to my viewpoint of Millie's lesson that you had a couple of weeks ago, if you were in Tuesday or Thursday night. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 15:35-44 from the Bible. "But someone may ask, how will the dead be brought back to life again? What kind of bodies will they have? What a foolish question. You will find the answer in your own garden. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant unless it dies first. And when the green shoot comes out of the seed, it is very different from the seed you first planted. For all you put into the garden is a dry little seed of wheat or whatever you are planting. Then God gives it a beautiful new body, just like the kind he wants it to have. A different kind of plant grows from each kind of seed. And just as there are different kinds of seeds and plants, there are different kinds of flesh. Humans, animals, fish, and birds are all different. The angels in heaven have bodies far different from ours, and the beauty and the glory of their bodies is different from the beauty and the glory of ours. The sun has one kind of glory, while the moon and stars have another kind, and the stars differ from each other in their beauty and brightness. In the same way, our earthly bodies, which die and decay, are different from the bodies we shall have when we come back to life again, for they will never die. The bodies we have now embarrass us, for they become sick and die. But they will be full of glory when we come back to life again. Yes, they are weak, dying bodies now, but when we live again, they will be full of strength. They are just human bodies at death, but when they come back to life, they will be superhuman bodies. For just as they are natural human bodies, there are also supernatural spiritual bodies. So that's the end of the quote from Corinthians 15, 35 to 44. So does this mean that we are dead according to spirit? I've heard that before. All you zombies in the street, you know, wake up, be alert. We're not fully conscious over here. We use only a small, minute portion of our brain. And yet, all right, I'll do this one. And yet, we have our senses. We can hear, we can taste, smell, see, feel. But there are other senses as well. I'll call them the clair sisters. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairalience, and clairambience. We can wake ourselves up by practicing to be alert, by paying attention to nature. We see lots of things that show us how connected to spirit we really are. Take that tree, for example. It first started with the seed. The seed contained the total manifestation of the fully grown tree in all its glory, blooming, dormancy, leaves falling, cycles, the bark shedding its skin, experiencing growth spurts, and the green leaves of spring. All in spirit, in thought, in consciousness, all before the seed died in the garden. Isn't it interesting that trees and mankind have a symbiotic relationship? The trees produce oxygen for us to breathe, while we produce carbon dioxide for the trees to breathe. We are more than we think we are. Look at the roots of the tree go deep into Mother Earth, while the leaves reach way high into the cosmos. The life force brings sap up inside the tree. When I do a healing meditation, I imagine myself as a tree, and I imagine wrapping my roots around a huge amethyst crystal beneath the surface of the earth, grounding and connecting me to the life forces around me. There's gravity which keeps you pulled to the earth. There's this life force that has no physical limitation. It picks us up. It brings the life juices inside the tree upward towards the highest leaves of the redwood, having no physical boundaries of the laws of gravity. The law of life energy itself is greater than the laws of physics. Everything is energy. The binding force that connects everything is love. Don't you find it interesting how leaves are green and the heart chakra area where love and healing reside is green? Getting back to the elephant in the room, as an associate minister here at the Fraternal Spiritualist Church, I'm coming to the home stretch of being able to apply for my ministry in October. And part of that process includes teaching a spiritual development class that has 12 or more sessions. I've chosen my classes to help you develop your intuition or your clairsisters. Practicing the tools of the clairsenses will amplify your awareness. Nothing has ever been taught here like this. Thus, the elephant in the room. So, I am honored to help you in the footsteps of your spiritual path. Each class will be different, and you will learn and practice many things. My goal, my soul's purpose, is to help mankind uplift in a positive spiritual way. And if I can help you in any way become more alert, open, and aware of your other senses, and help you to find out which one works best for you, then I feel that I have served you well. Thank you for this time.